I'm pleased to be joined now by two members of the Cobourg Lawn Bowling Club who just competed at the Bowls Canada National Championships, Jacob Hyatt, Bailey Van Stein. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a great nationals, though. Bailey, you claimed the silver medal in the under 25 women's division, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And Jacob, fourth place in the under 18 men's division, so a great feat for you. 13 years old going on 14, right?
Yeah.
Last year, I spoke to you around this time last year, 12 going on 13 at that time, and you were competing, same thing, in the under 18 division. What is it like to compete against, I assume, quite a few much older competitors?
I wasn't the youngest one there this year, but it feels like you're like the smallest one, and people think you're not that good, and like you don't have an advantage or anything.
Fourth place, though, like I said, very impressive. So how do you approach it? Like, how do you, just your thoughts going into a tournament like that, knowing you're up against so many older competitors?
I just don't let them intimidate me.
Is it the same when you're in Ontario, or do you have a younger age group when you're competing at the provincial level?
It's still U18.
It's still U18, eh? And how'd you do at provincials this year?
I placed third.
Very impressive there, too. One reason I wanted to have you on together, it's interesting, Jacob, how you got started in lawn bowling. Tell that story.
So my babysitter, that would be Bailey's mom, brought me to the club when I was like really, really young, and I started to throw like little bowls, and then I started to take the sport a little more seriously.
Do you remember how old you were?
No.
Bailey, do you know?
Jacob was like a little baby when we were coming. I think my mom had him before his first birthday, maybe, and he would always come out to the club, and then I think he started throwing them as soon as he could walk. We started to give him a jack or the little carpet bowls in the club.
Wow. Your thoughts, Bailey, watching him just evolve as a lawn bowler over these years from those early days?
Yeah, so watching him from those first bowls that he's thrown to playing at nationals and watching him play at that competitive stage, it's a bit like, oh, it's so nice to see. I get what Sherilyn was feeling when she was coaching me when I was younger. Like, she'd always just say, I'm so proud of you, you're doing so well. And now, like, I don't coach Jake that often, but I like to go out and practice with him and say that I have been there to coach him. And it just makes me feel good that the youth sport is still going in lawn bowling.
Yeah, Sherilyn Milligan, such a great person to have run the Junior Lawn Bowling Club all those years ago and until the last few years, I think. I think it's still without a junior program right now, right?
Yeah, just after, like, COVID and stuff, we haven't quite got back up and running. Juniors are more than welcome to come down to the club, though. We just play with the adults in jitneys and stuff.
What's it like, you can both answer this, Bailey, first. What's it like as when you're really young to have to learn the sport of lawn bowling?
So, like, I was nervous to start the sport at first because everyone would say it's a more mature person sport, not for young kids. But once we got out there and we started, it was really good to start with a big youth program. Sherilyn encouraged us with lots of treats.
Yeah.
So we were always motivated to do well and to go out. Once we got in with the adults and we got to the more competitive and serious side of it, I think that's when I fell in love with it because it got so competitive and I am a pretty competitive person. So I definitely fell in love with it once it got to the adult stages of bowling.
Yeah, because Jacob got involved because you were involved, but how did it start for you?
For me, it started in a magazine ad that my friend's mom saw. She brought it up to my mom and said, hey, would your kids be interested in going with my kids? And we both said yeah, because at the time we played almost every sport and we played a lot of sports together as friends. So we both went, my brother and I, and then my friend and her sister went as well. And they played for a couple years, but don't play anymore.
What was it that you loved about it to keep you coming back for more and eventually getting into that competitive side?
I think for me it was, no matter what level that you play at, you can always enjoy the sport. I played a lot of like contact sports growing up, like rugby and hockey, lacrosse. So it was good to have a sport that I could just go out, have as much fun as I wanted, be competitive, or just go out for fun. And then I also like it how you can play singles, pairs, triples, or fours. So you can play any discipline. I don't like playing singles as much because it's just me out there, and I like a team sport where you can encourage each other. So yeah, I think that's what I like about the sport.
Yeah, you mentioned, I think that's still a myth out there that people think it's for older people. But again, I'm speaking with you both here today. Jacob, like I mentioned, you're 13. Bailey, you're how old now?
I'm 22 now.
Yeah, so I mean, and you guys have been playing a long time. So yeah, you kind of put that myth to rest a bit. Like, there's a lot of younger people playing the sport. Even do you see a lot of even younger adults now, maybe, than you did when you started?
Yeah, I definitely do see a lot of younger people playing. And it's funny to see at our club, the kids will join and then they'll get their parents to join as well. So my mom has now picked it up and been bowling for a while. Another junior at our club, Hobson, his mom picked it up this year. We got our neighbor out playing as well. So it's fun to see that the kids started it and now are bringing out their parents.
Jacob? So it's one thing for you to be taken there by your babysitter, like Bailey's mom, but you still had to love it, I would think, to keep it going as long as you have. So what did you enjoy about it, I guess, early on and as you started to progress?
I liked like the teamwork that's into it. And then when I started to like it more, I liked more the competitive, not more like the casual, like not much, like it doesn't mean anything. I like more of the competitive for like means something.
Yeah. And was it a hard sport to learn?
Yeah, at first I couldn't like find my line or like any weight or anything. But when you start to get better, it's like you find, like you know your weight, you know your line, like you know what to do.
I was like having Bailey explain lawn bowling for people that don't know, because you hear lawn bowling, but explain exactly what happens, Bailey.
So I like to explain lawn bowling as curling, but on grass.
Yes.
Many other people know like bocce ball, so it's very similar to that. You'll have your opponents, one will start with the jack, throw it down the green, or sorry, not throw it, roll it down the green, and then you'll just try and get your bowls closer than your opponent's bowls, and then it scores just like curling as well. So whoever is close to the button gets the point, or if you have however many bowls closer to the jack, that's how many points you get.
And explain the bowl, too, because it's not round.
No, it's not perfectly round. It's like if you take two cereal bowls and you put them together, how they're kind of rounded on the sides there, so it's not a perfect sphere. And they're also weighted, so they have a bias on them, and you want the bias turned inside so that your bowl will turn towards the jack, just like a curling rock when you put the handle on it.
Last year when I spoke with Jacob, I think you had just gotten your own, or maybe you'd had it for a while.
Yeah, I think I got it, like, not sure how long, but I think it was, like, a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure how long, though. I can't remember.
But is that a big deal, like, when you get your own set, Bailey?
It definitely is. I remember my first set. It's a Taylor International pink bowls with the Dodge Ram symbol. I just used club bowls before that, but having your own set, you can get used to. You always know where they are, and they kind of become like your lucky charm almost.
Is there a comfort level with having your own too?
Yeah, because you know what they do. And like if you're just using club bowls and you go to the club and someone's already picked that set for the night, then you're like, uh-oh, now I have to pick a new set. I don't know what this set does because there is different draws on them.
Yep.
So yeah, definitely a comfort factor too.
We're going to talk more about the championships that you were just at. And Bailey, you're getting ready for more international competition as well. But for both of you, like Jacob, I'll start with you. Talk about how the season has gone at the Coburg Club.
It's gone pretty good. Like, it's always, like, triples. Like, a triple is you just put your tag in and then you play.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how many times it went out, but I go Tuesday and Thursdays.
Nice. Are you going to bowling tonight, Jacob?
Yeah, tonight is that night.
And Bailey, for you, talk about how it's going at the club this season, both for yourself and just overall.
So I actually bowl at a Port Perry more often, because I'm living out that way. But I definitely do love coming back to Coburg for some practices, and I'll be going to Jitney as well, just to see some friends that I haven't seen in a while at the club. It's a pretty good season. I did place silver at Nationals. Definitely wasn't the outcome I wanted. I went undefeated the whole round robin and unfortunately lost my game for the gold medal round. But you can't win them all. And unfortunately, I just didn't play how I knew I could, and my opponent played better. So that was the outcome.
Jacob, is there another, do you have a youth tournament coming up?
Yeah, I have the novice district playdowns. And if you qualify, you go to, I'm not sure where it is, but the districts are in Bob Cajun.
Bailey, can you explain what the novice tournament is?
So a novice tournament is anybody who has under 5 years of lawn bowling experience. They can enter into those as long as they don't have a national medal, I believe it is.
Okay.
For Jacob, though, your novice years don't start until you're 13. So Jacob, I believe, still has 5 years left of his novice.
So coming up in Coburg, there's a junior tournament on the 26th, I believe. So how does that differ from the novice?
It's like a 4-3-2-1 tournament. So like the closest bowl gets four, second gets third, third gets second, and the last one gets fourth. Like there's four players playing at once. And it's a bit different play style. Like there's a lot more bowls on the green. You can't throw like runners or anything.
Coburg hosts a lot of big lawn bowling tournaments. So like it's a great venue for lawn bowling, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And with the beach right there and the band shell, like on Tuesday night, I believe the band plays. It's really nice environment to play in with the music.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you find that there's a lot of new bowlers coming out the last year or two?
Yeah, there definitely is. Over COVID, I think clubs across Ontario, even across the country, saw a lot of dips in their membership. So they really worked on growing the sport during COVID. And for sure, I believe Coburg has like 175 members this year.
I think like 52 joined like last year or something. It was something around like 50. It might have been like 100. I'm not sure though.
That's
it was pretty good.
That's great growth. And but you mentioned there's such a big social aspect of lawn bowling too, isn't there?
Yeah, there definitely is. Just because you have different people go out, some people want to play competitive and some just want to go out for the social part of it.
Yeah.
And just have fun.
Absolutely. Jacob, what's it like for you? So when you're playing in the jitneys and those types of events, you're playing with the adults, right?
Yep.
What's it like to be have some adult teammates, and how do you fit in with them?
They're a bit more like advanced, like they know like more to do, but some are like still started their novice year, so they don't really have an idea of the game yet.
Yeah, but they must welcome you into those teams quite well, and... And they must be thrilled to see younger people coming up and continue on playing the sport in Coburg.
Yeah, they see we had like a big youth program, and then like what Bailey said, the COVID really hit us. I think we have like three youth, but not that much.
Yeah. Well, again, hopefully at some point a junior program will be started again, and you can help grow it that way, because I know it was always a popular program during the summers on a couple of weekday afternoons. So now, as I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, you guys recently competed at the Bowls Canada Nationals. Jacob, we talked a little bit about it, but 13 years old, competing in the under-18 division, you placed fourth. Remind me how last year went, because you also competed at Nationals last year.
So last year I made it to the quarterfinals, and I lost by 1 point, 18. It was 18-17,
wow.
And I missed the jack by like a smidge.
That was your first Nationals though, right?
Yeah, that was my first Nationals.
So how did you feel coming out of that? Like that, you must have felt pretty good about that performance. So
yeah, making it that far as like almost 13 years old was pretty good.
Where was Nationals last year?
Port Credit, Mississauga.
Oh, it was just in Mississauga. So a big, bigger trip this year. You went out to Regina, Saskatchewan. So going there again after last year's performance, how'd you feel going into this one?
Felt a lot more confident going into this one.
Yeah. So how'd the week go for you? It's a busy week, right? Lots of games. And again, against some older competitors. How'd it go?
I went 3-1 in the round robin, and I lost 18-15 in the bronze medal game, and then in the semifinals game, I lost 18-3.
Well, I know last year, like, one of your goals is you want to be a provincial champion and perhaps a national champion, too. You must feel like you're kind of on your way there at this point.
Yeah, they're changing the rules a bit, so I might be, like, U21 now.
Wow, so Jacob, you might actually be facing even older competitors next year unless they have other divisions, like younger divisions.
Yeah, I just won't let them intimidate me, like, make me scared.
Exactly, yeah. And you mentioned that earlier, so how do you keep your composure? How do you not let them intimidate you?
I just act like they're the same age as me and bowl my game.
I mean, again, you're having great success. Bailey, what's it like to see, we talked a little bit about it, but what's it like to see Jacob take on these older competitors?
It definitely is good to see him become more confident in his bowling. I think it's one thing that younger players always struggled with. I feel like I struggled with it myself, and I still do, being a younger one on Team Canada. He's definitely become more mature in his playing and handles his games a little bit more. I know it can be very frustrating when you play, but he still keeps his head up high and keeps going and taking it one bowl at a time. So he's doing very well.
Excellent. So, Bailey, for you at the Nationals, yeah, silver medal. You went undefeated in round-robin play, basically up till the gold medal game, right?
Yeah.
So take me through that gold medal game. What happened there?
The gold medal game, I went into it playing one of my good friends from Regina. She's actually on Team Canada with me, so it was her home club. She did struggle a little bit starting the tournament off. I tried to go into it with my head up high usually when I play her. I end up losing to her. I think every Nationals, except for this one, I actually beat her in the round robin. So I was feeling good. I knew I could do it. I went into it with good intentions. Unfortunately, just didn't bowl. I wasn't making my conversion shots when she was sitting on the jack. So I ended up losing the game, but I never gave up. I was down quite a bit and made a comeback to the final score was 21-14. So I'm not overly mad about the game. It's a silver medal. I'm still happy with a silver medal. Just wish it could have been gold.
Well, you're getting ready soon to head to Australia for the World Championships. Now, same thing. I talked to you a year ago. You were hoping to make the team then. It didn't happen for you. Take me through that a year ago and just having not made the team.
Yeah, so it's always hard not making the team, but they don't have a huge team to select from, so even just being part of Team Canada is always a pleasure. I went and competed at Windsor Lawn Bowling Club for our training camp, and unfortunately I missed out on selection. I was just 1 point shy of making the team, so it definitely does impact you a little bit, but I just keep thinking there's always next year, there's always another team to make. I am still young in the sport, so I have lots of time. I just have to focus on my play for the rest of the year and make sure that I'm still competing enough and keeping up, getting some medals and trophies to keep in good standing with Bowls Canada. But definitely is hard. So when I got the call this year that I made the team, I actually got the call while I was in my car for lunch. And I think I yelled so loud that my coach almost hung up on me. I was very, very excited. And my coach, to finally tell me that I did make the team, was so, so happy for me.
So what was the process like this year to make the team?
I had to go out to Vancouver for another training camp. We call it a training / selection camp just because we only get together around once a year for these training camps. So they just send you through a set of drills, some games play. You play in different disciplines with all the different women from the squad. And actually this year we were missing a couple women from the squad, so we did mixed with the boys, which was actually good to play with the boys because they have different strategies in their game. I played with Cameron from Nova Scotia, and he likes to throw a lot of takeouts, so, and I was the vice, so just to call him on those shots and know what he likes to play. And getting to know your team, it helps build that team a little bit. So it was the same aspect as most of the training camps.
Talk about your past international experience with Bowls Canada, because, again, you you're still young, but you've had a lot of great, I think, opportunities and experiences competing.
Yeah, so I've represented Team Canada 3 times, I believe, for 2 North American challenges and 1 multinations. The multinations was down in Wales. 1 North American challenge was in California, and the other one was in Vancouver. I believe we didn't place well overall in Wales. We ended up getting, I believe it was a 3rd. Sorry, my memory is horrible.
No, that's fine.
I know we got a little diamond with the place on it. And for that team, we sent down a fairly young team. So I'm just glad that we did as well as we did. Canada is still trying to grow the sport of lawn bowls. Because usually when you think of lawn bowling, you think of places like Australia, where we're going for Worlds, who has a strong lawn bowling team, who has a huge lawn bowling sport, clubs everywhere, and huge clubs at that.
Expand on that, though, and what it's like around the world for lawn bowling compared to either Canada or similar. But, yeah, what do you see when you go to those other countries?
yeah, so when we went down to Wales, even the clubs were a lot bigger. They also do have a lot of bars in their clubs. It's one way that they like to grow the sport and get sort of the younger generation in. And then down in Australia, I haven't been yet, but I have some teammates that are down there, and their clubs are also quite big. They have, some of them have 4 greens, which we don't have very many clubs around the area that has 4 greens here in Ontario, right? Anyway. So that is cool to see, and most of their clubs even have bars and restaurants, stores, and stuff in them. So it's going to be a really cool adventure down there.
No, it's going to be great for sure. Jacob, I should ask you, because I asked Bailey about you, what's it like to watch Bailey bowl and having grown up as a good role model in Bailey?
I haven't seen her from like day one, but like when she started, she was okay, and then she started to get more competitive, and now look. Now she's on Team Canada, so.
So when you watch her, like, what do you think when you watch her bowl?
Like, a role model.
Yeah. She's very talented, obviously. What do you think makes her such a good bowler?
Practice.
Yeah.
Practice and hard work.
So you learn a lot from Bailey about that, for sure. And you were telling me you guys went out and practiced on Tuesday, so that's good. So how does Bailey really help you with your game, Jacob?
She sets up, like, hard shots to make on the practice.
Yeah. How do you fare on those shots?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Do you agree, Bailey?
I do agree, yeah.
No doubt, again, with the success he's having at the provincial and national championships, that's pretty amazing. So, Bailey, to go to Australia, I mean, that's not cheap, and I don't know if Bowls Canada picks up part of that, but still, do you have any fundraising events coming up?
Yeah, so Bowls Canada does pick up part of it. The players still do have to pay a fee. So I do have a fundraising dinner this Saturday at the Bewdley Arena. It's at 5:00. Everybody is welcome. Tickets are $20 at the door. Or if you know either myself or my mom, you can get in contact with us and you can buy tickets ahead of time. At the dinner, we'll be doing a raffle in 50-50, as well as a couple games that you can donate the money to.
Excellent. Jacob, you going to the fundraiser?
Yes. I have a tournament before that as well.
Oh, wow. Dedicated.
I guess I should say we're having a ham dinner, so there'll be ham and scalloped potatoes.
Perfect. No, it sounds like a good one for sure. Talk about when you actually leave and how long you're gone, where you're going, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so I leave on August 20th. My team is leaving on the 19th. But my brother is getting married that day, so congratulations to Ben and Emily. So we leave on the 20th at 4:00. We fly out of Toronto. We get to Vancouver, and then we fly from Vancouver overnight to Australia. We'll arrive in Australia on the 22nd, and I believe I go right to the club after that because we'll get in the morning, and my team will already be on the greens. So I'll get out of the airport, maybe find some lunch by the time we get to the club. And right on the greens.
Wow.
And I'll be down there for 3 weeks. So I get back to Canada on the 11th of September.
That'll be interesting, going right into practice and training. Some good jet lag there.
Yeah, I definitely will be. I'm very thankful we have a nutritionist. And we have some IST people for our team, so it's really helpful that they have given us some tips for travel. So they've just told us to keep your electrolytes up, to sleep at this time and that time, and make sure you have snacks and stuff. So hopefully I'll be okay for the traveling and not too jet-lagged when I get down there.
Almost seems like no matter what sport you're in, once you get to that national team level, there's a lot of those extra supports available.
Yeah, there definitely is.
Yeah. You mentioned your brother Ben. He was a big lawn bowler growing up, too. Does he still bowl?
Yeah, he does. He actually went to Regina and bowled with us as well.
Oh, did he?
He doesn't bowl as high level as I do. He was actually asked to play for Team Canada, but he said, no, thank you. He doesn't like it as competitive. He just likes to go out and play some fun tournaments. I've played a couple tournaments with him and his fiance this year, actually.
Nice.
And hopefully when I get back from Australia, we're going to play in a couple more together as well.
Excellent. Yeah, because you guys were always big lawn bowlers growing up. Where does that competitive nature in you come from?
Probably definitely my mom. My mom was a big supporter in all of my sports and pushed me to do my best. So definitely the competitiveness comes from her and me wanting to make her proud and come out on top.
Yeah, it's great though, because I do remember you, like you said, playing rugby, hockey, all those other sports as well. Jacob, do you have some other sports you enjoy playing too?
Yeah, I play hockey during the winter. I played soccer last year, but I didn't play it this year just to focus on lawn bowling.
I was gonna say you're too busy with lawn bowling.
Yep.
What do you enjoy about hockey?
The teamwork and the sport in general.
Yep. So you, for lawn bowling competitively, though, you play mostly individual, right?
I play mostly individual, but I like to play doubles as well.
Yeah. Again, today I've been joined by Bailey Van Stein and Jacob Hyatt from the Coburg Lawn Bowling Club. It's been great having you both. Thanks for coming in. Anyone interested in following the club or maybe getting involved next year? Because I know there's usually free lessons at the start of the season, too, so watch for that in the spring. Check out CoburgLawnBowlingClub.ca, follow the club on Facebook as well, and as you've talked about, there's just a lot of, it's a variety of ages that come out, and everyone seems to have a great time.
Yeah, definitely, and if you want to follow my progress down in Australia, you can definitely follow the lawn bowling page. My mom helps post on there, so she'll be posting pictures. She's going with me, so she'll be posting pictures and updates. Or you could also go on to Google and Google the World Bowls Gold Coast, and it will come up as well.
Excellent. We'll definitely be following here at Northumberland 89.7 and have it on our newscast. Bailey, best of luck in Australia. That's exciting.
Thank you so much.
And Jacob, thank you again for joining as well, and best of luck with the rest of your season.
Thank you.